It's more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Not to get personal, but how much money is in your wallet right now? Let's say you have 25 bucks. That might be enough to have a pretty nice lunch or even a decent dinner someplace in town. Our dining contributor, Ann Christensen, says, believe it or not, maybe it could get you a couple of nice lunches or dinners. And we're not talking about fast food or the buffet restaurant or even the church supper. Christensen, who is a dining critic at Milwaukee Magazine, compiled a diverse and sometimes surprising list of cheap eats, which makes up the cover story in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. She tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon that the list is constantly evolving.
I've done this story many times over the years, and I will tell you that it's getting harder and harder to find the under $5, wow, that's a great cheap eat. It tastes really good. It is good. You know what I mean? It's not like super horrible, low-quality ingredients, something that you wouldn't want to put in your body kind of thing. You know, I mean, it was getting really, really hard, tough to do that, to find those things. So we kind of opened it up a little bit more to, you know, things in the $5 to $10 range too, but something that has enough substance to it, size and satisfaction. You know, I mean, it's ultimately, if it's not delicious, it wasn't going to be in the story. I don't believe that there's anything at Old Country Buffet that is a value, in my opinion, according to my definition. So don't look for Old Country Buffet in the story. It's not there.
Or any buffet, really. There is a mention of what you where you shouldn't go, and one of them is an all-you-can-eat sushi special. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm, by my nature, suspicious of buffets, which is not to say I haven't been to them. I certainly have, and I'm sure I will go to more in, you know, over time. But I don't really, the premise to me is, I don't seek them out.
Let's go right to that page that I'm flipping through here. The one where you talk about what you shouldn't buy.
Oh,
cheap.
That's the, okay.
Let's start
yeah,
there.
Right. You want to start right there. What not to do.
And of course, I just mentioned the all-you-can-eat sushi. And actually, I did go to an all-you-can-eat sushi place in Alexandria, or is it Arlington, Virginia? And it was great, but it wasn't $5. It was mm-hmm. maybe $20.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was really wonderful.
Did they cut you off, though? I mean, did they say, did they stipulate you can only order as much as you can eat? They may charge you for food left on your plate.
Yes,
extra
they did.
Food.
They did do that.
Okay.
But that wasn't a problem.
No.
For
I'm
me
just
anyway.
Saying that I've seen those things too where they'll say, yeah, well, you can get as much as you want, but you better stuff it down.
You better eat what you take.
Yeah.
Which a lot of us grew up with.
Right.
So it's no, that was no big deal to me.
Yeah, but then there are people, though, that would say, oh, can I take this home? Can I take that home?
What about, well, there's other things here, and you say discount steak night, pasta night, and desserts. By desserts, do you mean like a dessert tray, you know, where they where you have this huge selection?
Yeah. Well, okay, so pasta night, the implication being that you're not, you're not going to get some deliciously beautiful gourmet type of pasta with, you know, some scallops on there for $5. I mean, think about it. You're just not. And probably more than likely you're going to get overcooked pasta too. It's not going to be like al dente, some really thoughtfully cooked thing.
Not
you know?
Artisanal.
No. But if you're okay with that, you know, if you do Prego over, you know, pasta at home all the time and cook it to within an inch of its life, I think that's fine. No, I'm joking. But I think that, you know, you at some point when you go really, really cheap, you sacrifice quality.
Well, okay. One more thing not to buy cheap, because this really caught my interest, which is the saucy specials, which you made it sound like, well, if it's covered in a sauce and it's really cheap, it might be, you know, yesterday's leftovers.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Or even more
absolutely.
Than yesterday.
Right. I mean, and, you know, I don't know the truthfulness of that across the board. Again, I want to hope that that's not the case. But, you know, you think about bread baskets. Back in the day, all those bread baskets that nobody eats any of them and all that bread becomes, I don't know, bread pudding or I don't
croutons,
know.
Croutons, maybe.
Croutons, right. Which isn't such a, that's not a terrible thing, I don't think, croutons, that sort of idea. But I don't know that, you know, I don't really want to eat leftovers made into some kind of fricassee or whatever the case might be. You know, you just don't know, I suppose, how old some of these things are.
All right. Well, let's switch to the positive part of our interview,
yes,
which is what I liked is that there was a lot of variety. These aren't just, first of all, there's no fast food. There's no what we would consider to be chain fast food anyway. There's just an amazing amount of restaurants here that have either it's a cheap, something they'll have on a night that's cheap,
yeah,
like Mussels, they might have a special.
Right.
Or it's just something that's always on their menu. Like someone could have, like you mentioned, tacos. So
yeah,
what's a standout, first of all? What do you think is the biggest surprise so far?
I'm always looking for good Thai food. And there's a place on 91st and Brown Tier called Thai Bangkok that I think does a good job with their Thai food. And it's pretty reasonable. I mean, it's pretty much most things are under $10. Again, we're not in the $5 mark there, but good Thai food, really well seasoned, spicy if you want it to be. So I guess there's little things along the way that I thought, wow, that's great to find that. I don't know that I went to any place and thought, this is mind blowing. I mean, but there are certainly things that are really, you know, exciting to find. For instance, Pacific Produce, which we've written about a couple of times. It's an Asian grocery store on the South Side. You can go there and get a huge banh mi sandwich for $3 or a little over $3. That's a great cheap eat, you know, that something like that. And when you go in and you find something like that, you think, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to go there every day for lunch. I mean, you don't, but you think that I know if I want to get a really good sandwich, it's hard to find a good $3 sandwich, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, on Mitchell Avenue, Ann Mall, it's a Pakistani restaurant, which, you know, I don't think gets a ton of play. You don't read about it a lot, but it's another place where you can go and get really, really delicious kebabs. They have little chicken sandwiches, but they're kind of wrapped in roti or paratha. Again, really, really reasonable, $5.50, something like that. Delicious. If you want mutton, you can go there and get mutton. Really nice Pakistani food, but again, it's something that maybe you wouldn't know about because it's not something people write about all the time. So that's what I like to find are these sort of these places that are kind of like little hidden gems or secrets. Maybe even they're holes in the walls in some cases.
Or in the back or side of grocery stores, like you just mentioned, Pacific Produce
yeah,
is part of a huge grocery store.
Yes, yes. Which is in the similar situation to El Rey, where you're going to an Hispanic grocery store and they have a little restaurant inside where you can get great tacos. You know, it's hard to argue with their tacos either, which are like a dollar each or something, a little close to $2 rather, for their tacos. Great. And that's on a daily basis. You know, that's not a taco special that they're doing.
And I mentioned before there was no fast food on here, but Cops, I guess, falls into the category of fast food, but they're a step up.
I got to say, I'm not a fast food person. I don't do McDonald's. I don't do Arby's. I don't do all those places, but I do Cops. And, you know, I think they do a really good job on what we would call Milwaukee fast food. A burger, fries, some of the best onion rings that I know. That's a great cheap eat.
We're here talking with Ann Christensen, Milwaukee Magazine, about Cheap Eats, the August article that you put together with a lot of help, including me. You asked me what my cheap eat favorites are, and I don't even remember what I told you, but I think a couple might be in here. You also talked to chefs in town, which I thought was interesting to get their take on what their favorite cheap eats are. Any surprises there? Anything interesting?
I always like to ask chefs that question or about any kind of restaurant question because it's interesting to know where they like to go. These are people that know about good food, and they get a day off here and there. And I know that, or I've heard rather that, you know, a lot of chefs say, I don't feel like cooking when I'm off, you know. So they, and, you know, being a chef, oftentimes you don't have a lot of money. It's not a huge, have a huge salary there. So anyway, yeah. So I queried a couple of chefs and called them and said, hey, where do you like to go when you're not on duty? And not spend a ton of money. So, for instance, Nell Benton, who's the owner and chef over at the National, said she really likes to go to Benji's and have a corned beef sandwich, which Benji's to me is something I grew up on, you know, matzo ball soup and corned beef or pastrami. That's what I grew up eating. And I love Benji's. That's great stuff. Talked to the chef of Pizza Man, which is probably one of the busiest restaurants in Milwaukee right now, because it just opened a few weeks ago. And I'm guessing that Zach Baker doesn't have a ton of time off right now. He's the chef there. But he likes to take his wife, or he and his wife like to go to a restaurant on the South Side, a Mexican restaurant called El Señorial, which is a great place. It's like on South 30th. It's kind of in a, you know, off the beaten path location, but great authentic food. You go in there and you hear more Spanish spoken than English for sure. And just a fun place to go. And again, you don't spend a lot of money and you get great food. Their breakfast especially, I think, is really good. Mexican breakfast there.
Something else, a little side that you have in the article itself, is on wings.
Yeah.
Taking flight. So there's more of a selection here than I thought. I don't really think of Milwaukee as a chicken wing town.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, the thing is, we have a couple people on staff that love wings. And if we have an editorial meeting, they will say, we got to do a cover story on wings.
Okay.
They want a cover story. And they still do. They still want this. And it's great. I mean, I obviously had to look into how many places are serving wings. I've certainly had my fair share of them over the years. It's hard to find a bar that really doesn't have a wing night. I'm not kidding you. Or have wings in some form on their menu. But having a wing night is very popular. And that is sure to bring in a lot of people that are going to, you know, if it's like 25-cent wings, 40-cent wings, you come in and have a bunch of beer and some chicken wings. But as you know, just like anything else, the quality varies. So it seemed like we had to send somebody out, and we did. Our editor, Christina Daglis, went out. She's a big wing fan, and she, you know, went to a number of places and was checking out their wing selection. And what's cool, too, about wings is a lot of places are going to give you a selection of sauces and spice levels and all of that. So so that makes it kind of fun. And then You've got boneless versus the bone-in wings and... So, but we went specifically, I need to stipulate here that we went specifically with wing night, so wing deals. Because you can definitely go to some places and find, you know, a $10 small plate of wings on their menu, but we were looking for places that were doing deals, the best deals.
All right. If you want to eat cheap, should you be looking for nightly specials? Is there a way to gauge all that?
I think sometimes, yeah. I have to say that, you know, some of the places in town that are a little are considered maybe more high-end, like Braze or Hinterland, they have their own bar specials. They tend to be in the bar, in the lounge, something like that. But, you know, let's say you want to go out and you want to, you know, dress up and be a little more stylish or something, and you want to go to one of these restaurants because it's one of your favorites, but you don't want to spend a lot. Absolutely, you're going to find oftentimes some great special on a certain weeknight. You know, for instance, at Braze, where they do their mini burgers with the chickpea fries, is a great special. You know, that's $6 for that. Have a nice cocktail, and you're not spending a lot of money. So, yeah, I say look at bars. Even, you know, like I said, higher-end restaurants and bars, oftentimes they're going to have some kind of deal in the lounge or something on a weeknight. Or just great ethnic food. But you won't – it's not always expected where you're going to find it, and that's what I like about it.
Well, the last thing that I want to bring up is something I have always thought of as a cheap thing to eat. Depends on where you get it, of course. Pizza. I mean, there aren't many – I mean, there's a lot of ethnic food here. And, of course, I don't think of pizza as ethnic food anymore.
No.
But there's only a few places that you recommended for cheap eats. I mean, it's cheaper if you have two or three people and you get the same thing and divide it up, I guess.
And you mean
at a
pizza,
regular pizzeria.
Specifically.
Right.
Right. Well, we went with by the slice pizza, or like, let's say a mini pizza, because by the slice, you might spend $3 to $4. That's not much. And if you get a big slice of pizza, that's a meal, right? You've got everything there. You've got the carbohydrate, the protein, fat, you know, everything that you need. So, yeah, we were looking at some of the best in terms of, you know, by the slice and mini pizzas. I really like the mini pizzas at Glorioso's. Really delicious, piled high with toppings. Classic Slice is, you know, sort of is a pizza we've mentioned so many times, but it's hard to, I'm always surprised when I get a slice there, the size of that slice of pizza is the length of my forearm, you know, it's a huge slice of pizza,
yeah.
But you know, and again, that one you can doctor up a little bit more and you're going to be spending maybe $5 or $6, but there are quite a few options in town where your $3 or $4 gives you a really nice slice of pizza.
Okay, Anne. Well, keep the quest on for finding cheap food. Is this going to be a regular yearly?
I would doubt yearly, but it's definitely something we'll revisit because it's a cheap town, Dan. No, we like cheap food. A cheap, good food.
We know a value here.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Anne.
Ann Christensen is dining critic and senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine and our regular dining contributor. She talked with Dan Harmon about this month's Cheap Eats cover story. You can find a link to it from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Part do-over, part what-if, part time travel novel. We'll learn about Andrew Sean Greer's latest effort after a break on Lake Effect from WUWM.